love languages, but there are actually much, much more like breakdowns of the of love languages, because we are complex human beings. We form very complex thoughts. So to condense it down to just five is not really it, but those five are general, and it's a good place to start, because I'm looking it up on the internet right now, and there's people also ask what are five love languages, but they also ask what are seven love languages, what are the six love languages. So there's no unanimous consensus that five love languages is the only love language that we have. There's obviously way more ways of expressing our love language.
I agree. I agree. So it's way more than just the five. Absolutely. Absolutely. And just, having fun discovering what it is that your love language is.
Because I mean, like for me, I could say that laughter, enjoying laughing, is a love language for me. And if my partner is able to laugh with me about a lot of stuff that is not necessarily serious, that makes me happy in my relationship. It may not be a top, it may not be like number one, but it's definitely in that list of things to do. If I know that I can make my partner laugh, that brings me joy. And if my partner can make me laugh equally,
Sense of humor, being silly and goofy with each other, it's another form of intimacy. And it's still building that connection. You are happy because you're able to make your partner laugh, and at the same time, they're able to make you laugh. And so that's a stimulant for you, and you're building that bond with them as well. It's like, okay, this is how we communicate. We can be silly, goofy, have fun together. Not all the time, but when the time is there. And what way to be a kid again in a relationship?
Then to have a good laughter session together.
Absolutely.
So now we've worked on the relationship, and now it's coming to Valentine's. We've cooked a meal together. We planned the whole meal together, the whole evening together. We've gone to whatever activity, and now we home together, and it's about to go down. Twyla, you have a company called A Taste of Sex. What are some tips, some ideas that, it's about to get a little bit naughty, for want of a better word, because this is community radio, so we can't get too nasty with it in the language that we're using. But it's about to get real intimate. It might be a little bit dark in the room. So, like, what are some things that folks can do to make it an interesting time in the bedroom?
Well, the foreplay would have already started because you have spent that time together, you cooked this amazing meal, so that can be considered the foreplay. And so you can set the mood like with candles. You can put on your favorite playlist. If you do want to watch erotica, why not? Simply take a bath together, wash each other, rub each other's feet. I'm all about feet. Take a shower together. You can, be intimate in the bathroom and take that to the bedroom. Some tips that you can do, ladies, you can wear lingerie. If you want to do that, that's fine. If you're into toys, you can bring toys inside the bedroom or inside you for that matter. So you can have like different toys that are out there, different stimulants. If you're into anal play, there are a lot of anal toys as well that you can use. Make sure that you have your lubricant at the nightstand that you can use throughout the night. Make sure that you have your peppermints to wake up your saliva glands for when you want to give head. So you won't have a dry mouth. And just embrace each other. Learn the importance of touch. You can have sensational play. You can have temperature play. You can have you can use ice. You can use wax.
Hot wax,
If
yeah.
you want, yes. If you
So
want to
I
practice.
don't want us to like rattle off a list. Let's stick with the temperature play for now. Okay,
Oh, the temperature play. Yeah,
what
that's
is
fun.
temperature play, and like how does that stimulate the senses?
So with temperature play, you can use, like I said, ice or hot wax. It's going to stimulate the senses on the skin, of course. So if you want to use ice, they can rub it over your body. It can stimulate the nipples, get those erect and hard as well. If you're using hot wax, just be mindful of the type of hot wax to use. There's certain ones for the skin. So if you are turned on by more heat, then hot wax would be good. And it's just simply dripping hot wax on the back, or it could be on the chest area, whatever those stimulant areas are on those erogenous zones. And that's where, you have the back of the neck. You can rub ice there or the wax there. You have the area behind your knees. That's another erogenous zone.
An underrated
And of course,
erogenous
nipple.
zone.
I'm sorry.
An underrated erogenous zone.
Yes, it is. A lot of people forget about that. Even the folds of the arm. That's another one. And of course, nipples are always the most obvious when it comes to the erogenous zones. Even the inside of the thigh, that inner thigh area, you can have ice there. Or, the wax there. So that's temperature play. And it's fun. But you want to, before you do any of this, when it comes to any type of kink, that's where you go back to having a consent form,
Conversation,
which you could do throughout the day before you get into the physical. The two of you can create a consent form together, have that contract together, and create a safe word together. So that can all be led up, to the actual physical act. During the day while you're having dinner, say, hey, look, let's come up with a safe word for tonight. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. Safe word could be serendipity or whatever it is,
Why would one come up with a consent form? Because that's not something that we hear about very often.
I know, and I would think you would. So when you are practicing any type of kink, you want to have this form that says, hey, look, this is everything that I have that's going on physically. These are my boundaries, and this is how far you can go. That is basically not, no one is going to get in any type of trouble if we have this legal document that says, okay, if we're going to practice role play, I'm okay with that. But the boundaries are I don't want to have my feet bound. Have that in writing. And so, when you have a consent form, it goes over everything. So you can have this, especially, you're in a relationship, whether you've been married 10, 15 years, you want to have that. Some type of legal paper that says that. So that's the importance of it, is so that, in case something were to happen, you can't go back and say, well, I told you it was okay for me to do this, or it was okay for you
Because
not
it's
to do
written
this. So I have
down.
this paper that says, exactly, that says, well, you told me I could do this. We both signed and agreed to it.
I gotta be honest, that sounds like some 50 Shades type of deal.
Yeah, it
It
is.
sounds very Dom sub type of situation there.
It is.
But it's
It
not
is. And that's
necessarily
something that. But it's fun, though.
But it's not necessarily a Dom sub situation. It's just basically we have an understanding of like what the boundaries are, and it's not debatable. Because
Correct.
oftentimes people will say, "Well, no, I don't remember you saying that." But if it's been written down, even if it's handwriting and both of you signed and initialized whatever you had to initialize, you can't debate that piece of paper.
Correct.
Interesting. I've never really thought about that outside of like a BDSM environment, just in like a quote unquote regular or atypical kind of relationship situation. But that's actually really, really interesting, because I think it would allow, well, for one, it would definitely allow us to know the boundaries, but then it could also allow us to see how the relationship grows, because your boundaries can be very different from 1 year to the next. So like I'm just imagining someone, you know, from almost the beginning of the relationship, they start with these consent forms, and they keep them like in a binder. And then over the years, they've accumulated however many, and they're able to go back together, and maybe, you know, after 10 years of being together and having this kind of activity that they do together, they're able to go back and be like, wow, remember when you never used to like to do this? And now look at this consent form. This was dated from 2002, and now look at this consent form in 2019, and now it's like you need to make sure that you do this, 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 and this, which is completely opposite to what you had in 2020, 2002. So it's really interesting because it could become kind of like a journal of their intimate life together.
Exactly. And it's, hey, you're bonding together. And like this, like you said, it can change over the course of time. And so to go back and reflect and say, hey, look at this. You know, we were wilding out 5 years ago. Well, that's changed now. You know, it kind of toned down a bit. So let's write down what we want to do now, what it is that we enjoy now. That's another way that we can create intimacy in the relationship as well. Keep that communication open. But a lot of us aren't doing that in relationships. We're expecting the other person to figure it out. And we aren't taking the time to tell them what it is that's changed about us and that what we, you know, what we like now. But the fact that you journal this and you can go back and look and see, oh, we haven't done this in a while, or let's do this.
Wow. That's so interesting because I as a writer myself, you know, I have things like gratitude journals, and I have books upon books of poetry that I've written, and I've never thought of having kind of like an intimate journal together with someone. Whether it is with a consent form in it, or just like, oh, remember on this day we did this, this, and this, and just to kind of have it as a keepsake and as remembrance. That's really an interesting activity to do together as a couple.
So talk about a Valentine's Day activity. Do that.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are talking Valentine's, we are talking relationship, and you will hear with the music that we've been playing that we definitely down for some Valentine's loving. We do have to take a break. We are speaking to Twyla B. Good. You are listening to Solar Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a Benz. We all went to Den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, 18 years.
She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your way, she gon' leave your hand. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy to see.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move.
I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Lick it, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock. While the boat rock, we go bots and robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Lick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop or just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't Luda. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom, however you want it. Lover, gon' tap that ass on. See, I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll last them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. While you stash them, I let them free. And they tell me what's they fantasy. Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy to see.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy to see.
I wanna get you in the bathtub with the candles lit. You give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert. Cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet dick, it just roll out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain. Running the train when it's hot or when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it? Give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House. Try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign. Let me do the damn thing. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? The sauna, jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just pull me. On hay in the middle with a bomb. A rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman.
Yes, 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 we're back. It is Tuesday evening. It is the Tuesday evening before Valentine's. And you are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and with me this evening is Twyla B. Good. She is a certified sexologist, erotic and intimacy coach, as well as an erotic poet and owner of A Taste of Sex. Her focus is working with women and men who want to enhance their sex life with erotica and intimacy coaching. She provides relationship, sexuality, and intimacy coaching, as well as adult erotic products. And seeing as how Valentine's is coming up, we want to get to know a little bit more about what kind of products that Twyla has. Because over the course of this evening, we've spoken about, you know, relationships, how you can prepare for Valentine's, a date night together, different ideas on what you could do. If you just tuned in, you can listen back to the show at 8:31 on the archives. But yeah, so now we're in the bedroom and we're going to get some products from A Taste of Sex, Twyla's company. Twyla, thank you so much for being here. What are some of the things that are available for someone who wants to maybe explore a little bit more outside of, quote unquote, whatever their regular sexual habits are with their partner or partners?
So you can look on my website at www.twylabegood.com. And on there, I have lingerie. I also have lingerie on the Walmart store. So you go to walmart.com and look for Be Good and More. So it's various styles and designs of lingerie, depending on how kinky you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also on my website, I have more of the kinky BDSM type products like handcuffs, blindfolds. I have the the bar, the ankle bar that keeps you in place.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps your legs locked. That's on my website as well. Of course, dildos, anal plugs as well. So it's depending on, you know, what it is that you want to do to create your fantasy.
Right.
You can find all of that on my store, as well as I'll have like recording of classes. Self-care classes will be on my website as well.
Okay, so classes, what are these classes that you give?
So for this month, I'm doing self-care classes,
mm-hmm.
talking about how to speak life into yourself, ways to take care of yourself, just different tips that you can do, and then how all of this plays into our sex life.
Right.
So it's three different classes each Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and these are all virtual.
Okay.
And next month is all about intimacy.
Right.
Ways that you can be intimate with your partner.
Mm.
And that'll be Tuesdays from 7 to 9 in February. And then last but not least,
8 March, to 10 p.m. for folks who are based in Montreal.
I'm sorry?
8 to 10 p.m. for folks who are based in Montreal, because we got the time difference.
I keep forgetting. And then in March, it's all about the vagina. She speaks, but ladies, do you listen?
Mm.
Talking about that vagina will tell you everything you need to know.
Right.
She will tell you when she's sick. She'll tell you if you need to stop having sex with that man.
Right.
She'll let you know. Yes. Yes.
Right.
And all of this information is on my website.
Mm. Wow. You know, as you say that about the vagina will tell you whether or not you want to have sex with that man, I think that men as well need to discover, like, in their mind that they're not supposed to have sex with that woman. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I find that men's bodies are hardwired to have sex. And while there are complications, not complications, but there are disorders like erectile dysfunctions, or is it dysfunction? ED. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
ED. Erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes your body is physically reacting, but your core is like, no, I don't want to do this. But because your body has reacted, your mind somehow, as a man, I feel like my mind switches and it's like, well, yeah, I got to do this now. But I feel like men need to learn that just because you have an erection doesn't mean that you want to have sex. Because
it's
also an involuntary reaction at times as well. Like when I wake up in the morning and I you know, you have morning wood. It doesn't necessarily mean mm-hmm. that you want to have sex. It's just an involuntary reaction, and I think that men as well need to learn that, you know, just because it's up doesn't mean it goes in.
That part, and that's a whole other conversation, exactly.
Yeah. But okay, so folks need to go to twilabegood.com, twilabgood.com. In order to find different things to maybe spice up Valentine's, and then don't stop at Valentine's. Don't like put it away in a box somewhere until next year, but bring it out whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there. Get your money's worth, because I can tell you, erotic toys are not cheap. You know, you get good quality stuff, so, you know, use them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any closing advice for someone who wants to explore beyond whatever their normal is?
My advice would be to do what makes you happy and be safe when you are doing this. Educate yourself. Read. You know, you want to find out as much as you can so that you won't go into it without knowing.
Mm.
Whatever it is that you want to try. just remember that you don't need to feel ashamed in what it is that you like or mm-hmm. enjoy. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is just to educate yourself. Educate yourself on it. And my motto is sex should be good.
Yep.
And sex should not leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Your mouth. Amen to that. Twyla, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about your organization and talking to us about relationships and like giving us all of these tips. If you're just tuning in, you can listen back to the show at 8:31 p.m. on cKUT.ca/archives. So hopefully we'll have you on as time goes by, and you know, if we have more questions about sex and intimacy, and you want to visit twylabegood.com, or you want to take one of her coaching classes, her classes about love and intimacy and forging better bonds together with your partner, definitely get in touch with Twyla Be Good at twylabegood.com. Or also you can, you have Instagram handles as well and Twitter and all of that good stuff. What are those handles?
So for Instagram, it's twylab.gode. Mm-hmm. And Facebook, they can find my page, A Taste of Sex, Erotic, and Intimacy Coaching. And, of course, the website, twylabegood.com.
Boom. That is it. Ladies and gentlemen, next week, Monday, is Valentine's Day. So you have just about a week in order to get everything in gear, get ready for that beautiful evening with your partner. But remember, Valentine's is just one day out of the year. Make Valentine's Day every day. You've been listening to Soul Perspectives. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in this and every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. You've been listening to CKUT on 90.3 FM. Hit me.
I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother, y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I switch my style.
Holla, holla.
People sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. You don't know, me and Timberland been high since 20 years ago. What the dealio, now what the drillio. If you wanna battle me, then let me know. Got the feeling, son, let me throw you some.
I got something for your mind.
You should do that, baby. No more will you cry.
Spirit's calling.
The future, would you try?
Come,
you will, so will I.
Come, when I call you up, I wanna tell you what to wear.
Come,
don't be surprised if I tell you to go bare.
Come,
as you wash between your soul and through your hair.
Come,
I do my duty there.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons, but if we take the time...
Listening to the Romanian radio show in Montreal, Marca Ro. Ascultați emisiunea de radio Marca Ro pe 90,3 FM CKUT. Emisiunea de radio Marca Ro pe 90,3 FM CKUT.
Bună seara, dragi prieteni, și bine ați venit la emisiunea Marca Ro și la Asociația Jurnaliștilor Români de Pretutindeni. Suntem din nou cu un invitat special, un invitat cel puțin de departe. Este vorba despre Daniel Clinciu, care ne vorbește din Taiwan. Bună seara, bună ziua, Daniel, vreau să spun. Este seară la noi în Montreal, dar este zi la tine în Taipei. Cred că acolo locuiești,
Da,
nu?
nu sunt în Taichung,
Așa.
în mai mijlocul Taiwan.
Ok. Spune-ne, Daniel, noi ne-am cunoscut așa pe o rețea de socializare. Spune-ne puțin despre tine, cum ai ajuns tu tocmai în Taiwan și ce faci acolo?
Bună seara la voi, Cristi. Bună ziua la cei din Taiwan și Asia care ne ascultă. Am cred că o poveste mai poate mai ciudată pentru unii, poate mai interesantă pentru alții. Eu, după cum știi, sunt cetățean american. Ne-am mutat cu familia pe la începutul anilor 80, când era destul de nasol în România, erau cozi, era rație, era cum era mai rău, așa a fost să fie și am avut cât de cât oportunitate, fiindcă mama a avut un frate care a fugit în America în anii 70 și ne-a făcut el chemare, că altfel nu puteam să plecăm, dar am avut cât de cât oportunitatea asta și am reușit să plecăm. Și de prin anii 90, 80 am fost stabiliți în America. De pe la jumătatea anilor 80 am fost stabiliți în California, care a fost un stat foarte frumos și foarte, mai ales clima. E o climă superbă în California, deci dacă aș putea să iau clima cu mine, să o duc pe unde călătoresc și pe unde locuiesc, ar fi super, dar asta e un lucru care nu se poate face deocamdată. Cine știe, poate în viitor o să avem tehnologie și anumite
Cine
chestii
știe?
care putem să mergem și pe alte planete, Marte, mă rog, și să luăm clima din California. Mă rog, asta e ar
Și
fi altă
tu ești
discuție.
de cât timp ești în Taiwan?
Prin 2002.
2002.
2002, deci cum am ajuns în Asia? Deci
Adică stai puțin să înțeleg, ești de 20 de ani în Taiwan?
aproape de 20 de ani. Adică da, dar n-am fost, cum să spun, n-am fost mereu în Taiwan 100%. Deci mai plecam și prin alte părți.
Evening, the time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel de Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting, of course, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is Furry Lewis playing When My Baby Left Me.
When my baby left me, she never said a word. My baby left me, she never said a mumbling word. One nothing she seen, it was something that she heard. She caught the rumbling and I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling and I caught the falling down. But I never see her, I never turn around. I never thought you would treat me